Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us, a community built on care. Find out more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, and to HighSpeedWeb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. With us today, the brand spanking new mayor of York, South Carolina, our county seat, Mike Fuser, and he is with us today. This is going to be, Mike, is this your first radio broadcast?
Second. Yes, sir.
Where was the first one? Here?
The first one was at your station, and it was for York County 101 about 4.5 years ago.
Ah, but that was a pre-recorded show. That wasn't a live show like this one, huh?
And then this is my first live.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
So tell everybody a little bit about Mike Fuser.
Okay, well, my name is Mike Fuser. I am the mayor of York now. The first 100 days have been pretty interesting, more interesting than the 5.5 years I spent on city council. Anyway, I grew up in Chesapeake, Virginia. I went to work for an airline, Piedmont Airlines, 39 years ago, and traveled all around the East Coast working for Piedmont, U.S. Airways, and now American Airlines. Settled in York, South Carolina in April of 1989. Moved my whole family here, which consisted at that time of my wife, two daughters, and a son, and later had another son. So we have a pretty big family, and they grew up in York. They all graduated from York Comprehensive High School, and right now I have five grandchildren that are enrolled in the York School District or will be enrolled in the York School District. So that's a little bit about me.
Good for you. Well, needless to say, a little sidebar, I would imagine your world has changed not only professionally as somebody who works with American Airlines, because it's incredible, even though Charlotte is one of the nation's busiest airports all the time, the number of flights in and out has changed dramatically, has it not?
Yes, sir. I just saw a stat today, as a matter of fact. March 7th, I think we had 798 flights, and April 7th, we had 292.
So, oh, my Lord.
About 63% drop.
798 to 292, my gosh. Well, interestingly enough, as I mentioned to you, next week, Jack Christine, who is the chief operating officer for the Charlotte Douglas Airport, is going to be sitting right where you are. And I never thought I'd be doing a show talking about what has happened like we've been through here the last month, but that's what it's going to be about. But the airport itself, my gosh, the stuff that they're doing up there, what is it, $2.5-3 billion worth of work? It's just incredible.
Well, I got to that airport in 1982 the first time, came back in 89, and it seems like from the time I came back in 89 to present day, they are doing something. And from what I understand, it's could be a 25-year plan that was started about 10 years ago, and maybe it started long ago, but longer than that. But when I retire in 4 years, they're still going to be doing stuff to that airport. They've made it very commuter friendly. However, with the construction, you don't see it now, but you will. Once it's completed, it'll be friendly for all passengers that use that airport.
I always tell everybody, if you're going to the airport, you have to take a flight, make sure somebody drops you off and picks you up, because other than that, you're going to get confused as to how to get from point A to point B.
Oh yeah.
All right, so you've been on the York City Council.
Yes, sir.
And what possessed you to say, I think I want to run for mayor?
I felt like at the time I was ready for a new challenge. Being on city council has enlightened me to a lot of things as it pertains to city government, and I was ready for a bigger challenge. So when the time came up, I talked to my wife. I talked to several friends, had friends talk to me and citizens, and I just made that leap of faith and campaigned and had a lot of help from a lot of people, and we came out on top. And looking forward, I will say this, back in November, I was really looking forward to the next 4 years. These first 100 days have been quite challenging, though. So,
well, let's deal with the obvious. I mean, you can't turn on the radio or the television without the old story about COVID-19 and how that's changed everybody's world. We just talked about how it's changed you professionally with American Airlines. What about York? Has it changed your daily operations up there?
Well, in the city, it has changed. We're open, but we're closed. And what I mean by that is the business hours are still the same, 8:30 to 5. The city hall is manned by the city manager and a modified staff throughout the week. Some folks are working at home, but we have our drive-through window open. And with that, we're allowed, we're enabling people to pay their water bills, their taxes, whatever business they have with the city. They can use a drive-through window. We're open but closed, so to speak. We have one big project that's been in the works, and that's the only thing that's going on outside, trying to provide the daily services that we need to provide our citizens, which is our water, sewer, our sanitation pickup, and our police and fire protection.
Has the city had to take any measures to, rearrange where people are working, or giving them time off or furloughing or whatever as a result of this?
Well, initially, of course, our essential workers being the police and fire and public works, the police and fire folks, they just maintained their schedule as it was set. Public works initially went on a modified schedule where they developed two teams, and one team would work 2 days a week, the other team three, and next week just the opposite. Well, we found out that wasn't working. We were getting behind. So the public works guys are all back on 40-hour weeks. However, the leadership has them positioned to where they're social distancing. They're not, on top of each other. As it relates to City Hall, several of the staff are working modified schedules, and some of them can work at home, are working at home.
As you might expect. Now, there's not a business that I know of here in Rock Hill that hasn't been impacted by this mess, this virus. We're sitting in one of them right now. I mean,
right.
A lot of foot traffic coming in and out, but the dining-in experience
right.
is gone.
Right.
And I know that your main corridor there in York, you've got a lot of retail businesses, you got restaurants. What's the story there?
Devastating. Most of them tried to stay open as long as they could, but once the restaurants, I believe, were shut down to takeout or curbside pickup only, there just wasn't much foot traffic, and I feel so bad for those folks. They have sunk a lot of their time, a lot of their money into their businesses, and York was on the verge of doing really, really well. These folks that have their businesses down there were doing really, really well, and it's devastating to drive downtown York. Congress Street's bare. The restaurants, they may be getting some takeout service, but the businesses are just devastated. And from a city standpoint, going forward, I know we're going to have to help them. Hopefully we can work something out to help recover. Once we get in rebound and recovery, the thing about that is right now we're still in kind of a free fall. We don't even know what the outcome's going to be, the final outcome. So but when we get to that point, we're going to have some big discussions on what we can do to help those businesses get back up and running, rebound, and get them going like they were, because what was good through the holiday season, first of the year, it's a ghost town. It's tough to drive downtown and look at it, and I feel bad for all those folks, because they're all good people, and I hope once this thing's done, we can get this city downtown back to where it was.
And I think that's pretty much the sentiment of anybody who's in a position like you're in. How do we jumpstart the businesses? How do we get the public fired up to go back out and do a common thing like dining without concern about this or that? It's going to be a challenge. So do you see a role that the city of York can play in helping, let's just say, some of these restaurants we're talking about. I mean, some kind of a waiver of fees or, you know, maybe getting your people to work with them on these on this PPP program, you know, the Paycheck Protection Program, something?
Well, as it relates to the funding, you know, from the PPE, our city manager, he's a pretty sharp fella, and he would be the expert to help with that. We have had some preliminary conversations with some council members along with the city manager about, you know, how we can, you know, help in the future. And like I said earlier, you know, right now we don't know what the impact is to everybody involved, much less what the impact is to the city. Now, we passed an emergency ordinance Tuesday night at our meeting, you know, to help all the customers of the city of York as it relates to utilities, taxes, hospitality taxes. We passed an ordinance to waive late fees, this, that, and the other, and but we still have a long way to go, and we really can't come up with a final plan this early in the game.
And I'm sure your town manager, your city manager, is probably scratching his head saying, what kind of impact is this just going to have on our budget? I mean, you're roaring into the end of your fiscal year, June 30th, and all of a sudden, as you point out, hospitality tax revenue is going to be down, and I'm sure there's people are going to be delinquent on paying their taxes on time. I mean, it's just it's a snowball effect.
Right, and for that reason, it's impossible to develop a plan at this stage. We do know there's going to be an impact to the city. Our fiscal year, however, ends on September 30th.
Right.
So if this thing, you know, was to end or decline to a point where we could open up for business, maybe the impact wouldn't be so bad. But nevertheless, we're going to have a financial impact. We know that going forward.
Well, I guess it's a blessing that your fiscal year ends at the end of September, because at least you have a chance to rebound somehow.
We'll have a chance to rebound a little bit, but you know, York's budget, I've been on city council 5.5 years, now the mayor, it's always been a really, really tight budget, and the folks that have run the city, Charles Helms prior to Lisa Wallace, and now Mr. Seth Duncan, who is a very smart man, all three city managers have provided very, very lean budgets, and I'm sure the department heads would agree with me on that.
Well, you're a longtime resident of York.
Correct.
You know everybody in York, I'm sure, most everybody, after all those years. If you get out of just the restaurant and retail community and just talk about people you go to church with, well, I go to church, used to go to church with, because all the churches are shut down. I mean, what kind of, I don't know, mentality are you getting from your neighbors right now?
Well,
besides, they're tired of all this.
Well, right. You know, this is something that has affected every citizen, not just in York, but every citizen in the world, so to speak. And it's hard on people. It's hard on me. And folks, for the most part, I will say some of the folks I have talked to recently were happy that the governor finally issued a stay home, stay at work order. A lot of the people I have conversations with were staying at home, and I still get the same complaints, you know, loud mufflers, you know, brown water. But everything is, if it's normal, things have really slowed down, and people are just, they just want this to be over with.
Yeah, I think everybody does. That's a universal,
including me, right? Including my family. You know, I have, like I said, three of our children live in York, and five of our grandchildren live in York, and just the fact. I'll tell you what. I went up on a plane. My daughter's a flight attendant for American Airlines, also, and she didn't call me. She normally calls me when she's flying out, and she lives in York, and. A buddy of mine was upstairs a couple days ago before I came on vacation and said, hey, I just saw your daughter. Just saw her on Charlie 15. I said, I'm going up there to see her. And I scared the heck out of her when I showed up. She said the reason she didn't call me is because she didn't want to get me sick or me to get her sick. So this is tough and hard on everybody.
Yeah, you know, you're down here in this. We live in the South, and people love to hug each other all the time.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
And we've, you know, whoa, we don't do that anymore.
Right.
As a matter of fact, to tell a funny story, when you walked in, the first thing I did was I put my hand out, and we shook each other's hands. We went, oops, we should, and we ran right to the men's room and washed our hands.
Right, right. Well, you know, I'm a handshaker, I'm a back patter, I'm a hugger, my wife's a hugger. We are in the South, and that's been a tough adjustment. You know, people that you've known for 30 years, you know, you walk up and shake the man's hand, hug the woman, and it's no more of that. I hope it doesn't get to a point where that's not the normal. So,
well, I always say, you know, people have short memories.
Right.
And once we get through this and the 24/7 news cycle that we have starts talking about something else.
Right.
Then we're going to begin to forget. And I hope we get back to the way we were, but I think we're going to be more cautious as well.
Yes, sir.
We won't forget this.
I agree.
We will not forget this. So tell me some good news in terms of, I don't know, some of the good things you've seen some of the people in York do to help others that they know are really in trouble as a result of this thing.
Well, you know, as it relates to this COVID-19, there's a couple businesses downtown that are Worthy Handcrafts. They're making masks. On a daily basis, Rhonda told me her whole family went up and met them. They're in there, three children, husband. They're all making masks. Why Not was giving out masks. Robert Winkler, our county council member, he's partnered with several of the local restaurants, and certain days out of the week, they'll give out some meals to people in need. We have Tender Hearts. We have Path that have always provided that service for folks in need, and they've continued to do that in these times. So I'm sure there's more. My head is spinning with everything that is going on, but we do have a lot of goodwill that's going on in the city of York.
Good. And with that, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We are open for business, by the way. Look at that lady right there. She's in line to make her order. Come on in and order whatever you want, fresh subs or salads 7 days a week. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, Mike, what you don't know, you see the white letters on that T-shirt? That's our cue card. Slice, 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 garden, garden, garden. But what we do is we all say it as loud as we can during our mid-program break, because we like to tell everybody why they come to Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. And it goes like this. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, 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 garden, 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 garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
How's this for March Madness? As the world changes, so is our service to our friends at Substation 2. Effective immediately, whether you call in, fax, or order online at mysubstation2.com, we'll bring your order out to your car, or you can stay at home for home delivery. Isn't a great summer salad from Substation 2 just what you need at a time like this?
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to andersongriggs.com.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Gold Hill Emergency Department is now open. This is Michelle Walk, ED Director at Piedmont Medical Center. Gold Hill ED is Fort Mill's first standalone emergency room, open 24/7, 365, offering all the services of a hospital-based emergency room with 12 treatment areas. Whatever the medical issue, our team of emergency medical professionals is ready to treat your family, well, when it matters most. Stop by the ED at Gold Hill Road and pick up a free first aid kit. Visit goldhiller.com to learn more.
Our lives have changed tremendously lately. Founders Federal Credit Union wants you to know we are here for you. While our world right now may be uncertain, your money at Founders is not. Founders Federal Credit Union is fully backed by the NCUA, and Founders members have many ways to access their money at Founders. Our drive-thrus remain open, many with extended hours. Our ATMs are fully serviced. Founders Online and the Founders app are available to you 24/7. Relax. We are your credit union, and we are here for you. Not a member of Founders? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to apply for membership.
Did you know Comporium's 1 gig ZipStream is up to 100 times faster than the average internet connection? ZipStream is designed to support multiple devices all at once without sacrificing speed. In fact, with ZipStream, you can download an entire HD movie in less than 10 seconds or 1,000 songs in about 30 seconds. And with ZipStream from Comporium, who needs hard drives? Gigabit speed makes cloud storage practical and safer than a backup of a backup of a backup. Go online to Comporium.com to see if your neighborhood is ZipStream ready.
Good Pharmacy, building trust for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. Enjoy our spacious new modern look and take advantage of Rock Hill's original drive-thru with pickup and drop-off service.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
How's this for March Madness? As the world changes, so is our service to our friends at Substation 2. Effective immediately, whether you call in, fax, or order online at mysubstation2.com, we'll bring your order out to your car, or you can stay at home for home delivery. Isn't a great supper salad from Substation 2 just what you need at a time like this?
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Obviously the most popular place in Rock Hill, because not only has Dr. Scott Oliver arrived, but we have Mike the Man Hare from Britain Floor Cover, who has just walked in to get his sandwich. That's good. See, everybody knows you come in. There's Virginia over there. She doesn't recognize me, but I recognize her. Aha. Anyway, this is what we do here at Substation 2. Mike Fuser is with us. He is the brand spanking new mayor of the city of York, which you have been a resident there for, what, 31 years. 31 years.
Yep.
Been on council 6 years prior to the mayor?
5.5 years, council member, now the mayor. So.
Okay, so we talked about all this stuff with the virus.
Right.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Once we get out of this, you obviously campaigned for this job because you wanted to see 1, 2, 3 type of things get done, right?
Right, I did.
I know that's all gotten lost in all of this. So what is on your agenda to get on the council's agenda to do?
Well, always through the campaign last year, the downtown business district was always at the top of my list to improve as far as the appearance of it, the aesthetics. You know, because I always believe if you go visit a small town and you're driving through and you've never been and it looks good, maybe you'll stop and maybe you'll go shopping, maybe you might buy lunch. And then when you're done and you go home, you tell somebody, and that brings somebody else. So the downtown business district, once we get out of this, we refocus, because that was the focus. It's on the back burner because of COVID-19. Another thing is infrastructure. We have infrastructure in the ground. It's been in the ground 100 years, and we're not a rich city, so but we still need to invest some of our own money to get more grant money or possibly get grant money. So infrastructure would be another thing that's really, really high. And then, you know, I've had some inquiries about public transportation. You know, we have none in York, and the city of Rock Hill just instituted their bus service a while back, and you know, maybe we can tie into that once this COVID-19 is over. I'm sure the plate's going to be full. There'll be plenty of discussion of projects. One other thing we just started working on was to develop a strategic plan to as we approach our budget season, to really pick one or two things that we can realistically get accomplished. That's on the back burner. So everything right now, going back to we're open but we're closed, once we come out of this, focusing on that downtown area is going to be very important for our council, because the downtown area has always been, in my opinion, what brings people to York, South Carolina.
Well, you know, every downtown has gone through a cycle. I don't care where it is in the country. Rock Hill is a perfect example. It was deader than a doornail. And
right.
I always applauded the city of Rock Hill for putting its money where its mouth was, and they launched a very ambitious plan. It took 20 or 25 years to realize what is happening down there now. But, you know, the city basically got control of the buildings that were vacant. And at the one time, there was a roof over downtown. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Oh, my Lord. A roof over downtown and a five-story building right at the end of Main Street and Dave Law Boulevard. No connection at all. Long story short, we all know the roof came off. All those buildings at the time were controlled by the city, the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, and they were able systematically, with the city's help, to redo all the infrastructure in downtown. And one by one by one, and it was one of these things, one step forward, two steps back, they have been able to rebuild most of the core. We have, you know, apartment complexes down there now, and we've got dining establishments that will come back once the governor lifts the ban. So it can be done, no question about it. But it takes a lot of guts to do it because you're sticking your neck out. But their philosophy was if the apple has a rotten core, then the whole apple is going to get rotten.
Right.
Pretty interesting.
Well, Rock Hill, you know, it is beautiful down there. I don't get down there as much as I should, but the visits I do make down there, this new arena, that place is awesome. But the downtown area is gorgeous. You know, York, much smaller scale. We have a beautiful downtown. We're kind of between a rock and a hard place as it relates to transportation. York's 20 miles from 77, roughly 20 to 25 miles from 85. And we depend on travelers coming through. You know, money is a problem. We don't have a lot of it. But we're definitely going to tackle this downtown and make some, hopefully, some huge leaps in my 4 years here. We're not going to get it done overnight. And but we will tackle it, and we will make it a beautiful place.
Well, I will tell you this. If there's anything I know about the city of Rock Hill, I'm sure they would love to, when I say help you, pretty much take you through the story of what they had to do and as far as how they made a roadmap and share ideas with you. I'm positive they would be willing to. And Fort Mill's another one.
Right.
Fort Mill's done a good job with their downtown, and it's a, you know, it's. I always thought Rock Hill had the smallest Main Street in America until I went to Fort Mill.
Fort Mill's
and there's
right.
about half, and that, yours is somewhere in between. So.
Right, right. Yeah, these small towns, nothing more beautiful than going through these old South Carolina towns and seeing just a gorgeous downtown area.
You know what? I tell you what, I don't know whether you all do this or not, but do the mayors here in York County ever get together from time to time just to, you know, share ideas?
You know what? We did back in February. Maybe it was, February or March. Mayor Geddes actually hosted a meeting, and almost all mayors were there. That was my first mayor meeting. Must have been in February. But, we do get together, and because of COVID-19, I don't have any idea when the next one's going to be, but I'm sure it'll be once we come out of this we'll get together again and talk.
Well, John Geddes is a good one, and I'm sure he would be willing to do whatever he could to help you out.
Well, he's definitely somebody I want to talk to about this public transportation for sure, and willing to work with anybody to help our situation and help everybody's situation.
Well, Mike, thank you for being with us today. Thanks for putting yourself out there to be the mayor of York. I hope we can do these conversations more regularly, which we were going to do.
Anytime. Call me anytime.
All right, we'll do it. Mike Fuser, the mayor of the city of York, our guest this afternoon on our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks for our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, of course, you now are a veteran of how we do this, right? Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes, 7 days a week here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Tell everybody how it's done now at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Not bad. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.